GOP presidential nomination tonight with a primetime address in Milwaukee. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It will be Trump's first speech since surviving last weekend's assassination attempt, a moment of survival that shaped the Republican convention's first 3 days.
You will never be able to convince me that that last second turn of a head was anything other than a miracle.
Running mate J.D. Vance this morning, Trump has appeared at the convention with a white bandage covering an ear wound. He said the shooting led him to change tonight's speech from what was to be a humdinger attacking President Biden to one focused on unity. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain's new Prime Minister Keir Starmer made his bid for a reset with the European Union post-Brexit while opening a meeting of the European political community on Thursday.
We want to work with all of you to reset relationships, rediscover our common interest, and renew the bonds of trust and friendship that brighten the fabric of European life.
Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen spoke on the Ukraine-Russian war and its importance.
And this brings us to a very decisive moment for Europe. Supporting Ukraine against Russia's war of aggression is about our collective security and values. It is the challenge of our time.
And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky again asked for restrictions to be lifted in regards to firing within Russia's borders.
The fewer restrictions we have on the use of effective weapons, the more Russia will seek peace.
You'll find expanded coverage 24 hours a day at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Kyiv official says Ukraine's army has pulled out from a village in the eastern Donetsk region, surrendering another frontline position as Russian forces blast Ukrainian defenses in a relentless onslaught. The official said Thursday the village of Erozhenya was reduced to rubble and rendered indefensible. Russia seized Erozhenya in early days of the war that began after Russia's full-scale invasion of its neighbor in February 2022. Ukrainian troops recaptured it almost a year ago. The spread of bird flu among poultry and dairy farms has heightened some health experts' concerns that the process of killing and disposing of poultry infected with the virus might be posing a risk to humans and livestock alike. This report produced by Zachary Goldman from Reuters.
As avian flu continues to spread across poultry farms in the U.S., egg and chicken producers are increasingly faced with culling their herds exposed to the virus. But experts are now beginning to warn that the process of killing the birds and disposing their carcasses could pose its own risks to humans and animals. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention this week said that the conditions inside a Colorado egg farm during the culling process likely contributed to cases of bird flu among workers. Reuters correspondent Leah Douglas has been covering the outbreak.
So far, the CDC has confirmed 4 human cases and 1 presumptive positive human case from that one farm in Colorado.
The workers had mild symptoms, including pink eye and respiratory issues.
Zachary Goldman from Reuters. Court officials say closing arguments in the espionage trial of U.S. journalist Evan Gershkovich will be held Friday as the proceedings picked up speed in a case that has seen the reporter held in pre-trial custody for over a year. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
A U.S. journalist has appeared at a second trial in Russia for espionage charges, while talks of a prisoner exchange between Russia and the U.S. go on behind the scenes. Gershkovich is accused of gathering information for the U.S. while on a reporting trip in Yekaterinburg, where he was arrested. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that Moscow and Washington's intelligence services are discussing an exchange involving Gershkovich, according to Russian state news agency TASS. Russia has previously signaled the possibility of a swap involving Gershkovich, but it says a verdict, which could take months, would have to come first. Even after a verdict, any release could still take months or years. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a surprise visit to troops in southern Gaza days before his speech to the U.S. Congress. Netanyahu's visit to Rafah was announced Thursday, just hours after Israel's far-right national security minister visited Jerusalem's most sensitive holy site. That move threatens to disrupt sensitive talks aimed at reaching a ceasefire in the 9-month-old Israel-Hamas war. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.
It's VOA 1.